Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. While it's not so prevalent as it was a decade ago, we still occasionally hear snippets about meditation. In fact, on Radio 4's Thought for the Day a few years ago, almost the entire minute was given over to somebody sitting there meditating. They went, almost the whole time. The term meditate is defined by my free online dictionary as to reflect on, to contemplate, to plan in the mind, to think about and concentrate on spiritual matters and practices. This definition seems to assume that meditation means to look inside yourself, to your heart, your mind, and your emotions, to contemplate God, His love, and His presence in your life. Now, I suspect that many of us would hold to this definition when we ponder meditation. But is that what the Bible means when it uses the word meditate? Let us look at one of the most famous passages in all of Scripture where this term occurs. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. But His delight is on the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates day and night. This meditating on God's Torah, day and night, is not merely meant to be done in our inner parts, say our heart alone. Instead, Lutherans tend to turn the modern understanding of meditation on its head. For to meditate, in a biblical sense, is to focus one's mind on the Word of God, which is outside of ourselves. In fact, in the ancient Hebrew understanding of meditation, one would slowly and reverently read the words of Scripture out loud so that they would go through your ears as well as your mind. And this process of listening is not merely to be turned inside ourselves. Rather, it is to open up outwardly. Meditation is not listening to our inner thoughts, desires, or emotions, for these would lead us only away from God and His Word of salvation. Instead, our hearts, minds, and thoughts need to go outside of themselves to God's Word, for that alone establishes us. Therefore, meditation cannot use God's Word as a smokescreen and hide behind it to give our inner feelings free rein over us. Meditation does not turn inward, but it remains in God's Word, which we have received and which we speak back to God in prayer, song, and Scripture readings. As Psalm 119, verse 172 says, "My tongue will answer with your words." As we read, speak, and listen to Scripture, both our minds and our hearts, let that Word permeate through them so that we are filled to overflowing, so that others may also hear and meditate on God's Word of salvation. Therefore, the Lutheran understanding of meditation excludes only looking inside of ourselves to experience God or to find His Word. Our thoughts and our emotions are constantly changing. They are unstable. Man, they can be slippery. If we seek God's Holy Spirit deep within our emotions and apart from His revealed Word, we will only discover ghosts. But reliance on pure outwardness is also excluded in meditation. The external Word comes to us. It interprets us by drawing us into itself as we appropriate it. Thus, our darkened hearts are illuminated and our lives are transformed as we experience liberation from our self-imprisonment. And just as we cannot change and liberate ourselves from within through our own understanding or strength, neither can we maintain that transformation or attitude. We always remain totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit, who uses God's revealed Word to interpret mold and refine us. This is a lifelong process of listening, reading, speaking, and meditating on God's Word. Therefore, meditation is not unrestrained self-reflection or absorption in our own preoccupations. Rather, meditation is a reading, a rereading, and a reading yet again of Holy Scripture, so that God's Word and Spirit clears our hearts of any alien concerns and thoughts, and frees us from ourselves, so that God's Word and love can flow through us, through our words and our deeds, to bring glory to His name. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who has caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast to the hope of everlasting life which you have given to us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.